Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldhari, and today we're Mesechus Tainus Daf Lamed Alf, the fourth parak B'Shosha Brakim, and the final Daf of the Mesechta. So the three Dafs we're going to focus on: number one, the Mishnah on Daf Chav Vav Amud Bei stated regarding Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur, Shebehem Benos Yishalim Yotzes B'Chay Laban Shu'uin, and that there are days when the young maidens of Yishalim would go out dressed in white borrowed garments, Shalol Levayish Es Misha Einlo, so as not to embarrass someone who did not have one. Rashi explains that even the wealthy girls did not wear their own clothes. It was taught in a brisa on this Daf, Bas Melch Shoelis Mi Bas Kohen Gadol, the king's daughter would borrow from the Kohen Gadol's daughter, as Rashi explains, because the Kohen Gadol is next in prominence to the Melech. Bas Kohen Gadol Mi Bas Skan, the Kohen Gadol's daughter would borrow from the daughter of the deputy Kohen Gadol, Bas Skan Mi Bas Meshuch Mochama, and the deputy Kohen Gadol's daughter would borrow from the daughter of the Kohen anointed for battle, Bas Meshuch Mochama Mi Bas Kohen Hedyot, and the daughter of the Kohen anointed for battle would borrow from a daughter of an ordinary Kohen. And all the other Jews would borrow from each other in order that a poor girl that did not have nice clothing would not be embarrassed. Point number two, the Gemara brings up Brice that teaches what the young maidens would say to the men who came out to find a wife. It was taught, Yafias Shebehen Mahiyu Omros, what would the beautiful one say? Tnu Einechem Leyofi She'ene Isha El Leyofi, set your eyes on beauty, for a wife is primarily for beauty. Miyuchas Shebehen Mahiyu Omros, what did the girls with good yichus say? Tnu Einechem Mishpacha Lefi She'ene Isha El Banim, set your eyes on family, for a wife is primarily for children. Rashi explains that people are eager to marry their children to sons and daughters from families with good yichus. Mukhara Shebehen Mahiyu Omros, what did the ugly ones among them say? Kachu Mikrach. Take your purchase for the sake of Shamayim, provided that after marriage you adorn us with gold. And point number three, Ulo Bira said in the name of Elazar, Asi the Kodesh Baruch Hu Asos Malchol Tzedikim. In the future, a Kodesh Baruch will make a circle for the tzaddikim, who Yoshe ben Nen b'Gan Eden, and he will sit between them in the middle of a circle in Gan Eden. Kol echod ve'echod mar be'etzbo, and each one of them will point with his finger towards Hashem, as it says in the pasuk, "Va'amar b'yomahu hine el kenu ze kevinu lo b'yoshienu ze Hashem kevinu lo negila v'nismacha b'shuvoso." And he shall say on that day, "Behold, this is our God; we hope to Him, and He saved us. This is Hashem to whom we have hoped. Let us rejoice and be glad in His salvation." So once again, the three points are: number one, the Mishnah Daf Chavav Amud Beis stated regarding Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur, Shebehem Benos Yerushalayim Yotzos Bechali Lavan Shu'uin, that there are days when the young maidens of Yerushalayim would go out dressed in white borrowed garments, Shalul Vayish as Mishenlo, so as not to embarrass someone who did not have one. Rashi explains that even the wealthy girls did not wear their own clothes. It was taught in a brisa on this Daf, Bas Melch Shoelis Mi Bas Kohen Gadol, the king's daughter would borrow from the Kohen Gadol's daughter, as Rashi explains, because the Kohen Gadol is next in prominence of the Melch. Bas Kohen Gadol Mi Bas Skan, the Kohen Gadol's daughter would borrow from the daughter of the deputy Kohen Gadol, Bas Skan Mi Bas Meshulch Mochama, and the deputy Kohen Gadol's daughter would borrow from the daughter of the Kohen anointed for battle, Bas Meshulch Mochama Mi Bas Kohen Hedyot, and the daughter of the Kohen anointed for battle would borrow from a daughter of an ordinary Kohen. And all the other Jews would borrow from each other in order that a poor girl that did not have nice clothing would not be embarrassed. Point number two, the Gemara brings up Brice that teaches what the young maidens would say to the men who came out to find a wife. It was taught, Yafi Yoshebehen Mahi Omros, what would the beautiful ones say? Tenu Einechem Yofi She'ene Isha El Yofi, set your eyes on beauty, for a wife is primarily for beauty. Miyuchas Yoshebehen Mahi Omros, what do the girls with good yichus say? Tenu Einechem Mishpacha Levishene Isha El Abanim, set your eyes on family, for a wife is primarily for children. Rashi explains that people are eager to marry their children to sons and daughters from families with good yichus. Mucharo Shebehen Mayu Omros, what did the ugly ones among them say? Kru mikachachem l'shum shamayim, ilbilvad sheta'atrunu b'zehuvim. Take your purchase for the sake of shamayim, provided that after marriage you adorn us with gold. And point number three, Ula B'ira said in the name of Rebbe Elazar, Asi the Kodesh Baruch Hu Lasos Malchol at Tzadikim, in the future Kodesh Baruch Hu will make a circle for the Tzadikim, who Yoshe Benen B'Gan Eden, and he will sit between them in the middle of a circle in Gan Eden, called Echol Ve'Echol Mar Be'etzbo, and each one of them will point with his finger towards Hashem. As it says in the pasuk, Ma'amar B'yomohu, Hine El Kenu Ze, Kevinu Lo B'Yoshienu, Ze Hashem Kevinu Lo, Nagilo V'Nismacha B'Yishuvoso. He shall say on that day, behold, this is our God, we hope to him, and he saved us. This is Hashem to whom we have hoped. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Lamed Aleph, and our standard Siman is a judge, because Lamed Aleph is law, and we associate judge to law. So here goes. After the judges completed determining that all the white garments on the rack that were to be worn by the young maidens were borrowed and included tags with a written message each girl was to say to the men, they sat down in a circle together and davened for the future salvation. Once again, in slow motion. After the judges, that must be Mundaf Lamed Aleph, law. After the judges completed determining that all the white garments on the rack that were to be worn by the young maidens were borrowed, which reminds us that the Mishnah on Daf Chavvav Amud Beis stated regarding Tubav and Yom Kippur, that they are days when the young maidens of Yerushalayim would go out dressed in white borrowed garments so as not to embarrass someone who did not have one. On this Daf, the Gemara brings a brisa of which daughter would borrow from whom, such as the Melech's daughter would borrow from the Kohen Gadol's daughter. So, after the judges completed determining that all the white garments on the rack that were to be worn by the young maidens were borrowed and included tags with the written message each girl was to say to the men, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a brice that teaches what the young maidens would say to the men who came out to find a wife. So, after the judges completed determining that all the white garments on the rack that were to be worn by the young maidens were borrowed and included tags with the written message each girl was to say to the men, they sat down in a circle together and davened for the future salvation, which reminds us that in the future, Kodesh Baruch Hu will make a circle for the tzaddikim, and he will sit between them in the middle of a circle in Gan Eden, and each one of them will point with his finger towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu, as it says in the Pasuk, he should say on that day, behold, this is our God, we hope to him, and he saved us, this is Hashem to whom we hope for, Nagil v'nismachav Yeshua, so let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation. So once again, after the judges completed determining that all the white garments on the rack that were to be worn by the young maidens were borrowed and included tags with the written message each girl was to say to the men, they sat down in a circle together and davened for the future salvation. Mazel tov everyone for completing the 10th Masechta in this Machzor Dafayom Masechta Tainas, a grand total of 30 blot and now 90 inyanim organized in our mind, blot by using the simanim. May Hashem continue to bench us as we begin the 11th Masech, the Masech's Megillah, and may we be Zochet to Misayim all Shas together. And I want to thank Mr. and Mrs. Andy Sirota for their generous sponsorship of the Zichu Masech's Tainus program. All right, now it's time for a 4-blot back Chazorah. Daf Chav Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. The 24 groups of kazoo players, that must be more in Daf Chav Zayin. The 24 groups of kazoo players, which reminds us of this Malchus and how the Mishmaros grew to eventually becoming 24. So the 24 groups of kazoo players who buzz a massive Maisa Breshi symphony, while one boy sang the Bama Eda song, which reminds us that the Mishnah had said that the Yisraelim that were part of the Mishmar, that were not located in Yerushalayim, would gather in their towns and read from Maisa Breshi. The Gemara asks what the connection is between the Mamados and Maisa Breshi, where Yaakov Baruch Hu said in the name of Rasi, Imali Mamados and Niskayim Mishmaim Ba'aretz, if not for the Mamados, referring to the Karbonis that the Mamados represent, heaven and earth would not continue to exist. The Gemara teaches that when Avraham Avinu asked B'ma'ida, he was asking how Klal Yisrael will survive when they sin and there's no base of Mikdash and no Karbanos. And Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him that he'll consider our learning the parsha of Karbanos as if we had brought them and we will be forgiven. So, the 24 groups of kazoo players who buzzed a massive Maisa Bereishis symphony while one boy sang the B'ma'ida song were told they cannot play on Sundays as it would definitely insult the note stream and they might feel weak after Shabbos. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings three reasons why the Mamados don't fast on Sunday, either because of the note stream will be insulted, or it's the third day from our creation and we're weakest then, or because the Neshama Seir has left us Motzi Shabbos, so we are weak on Sundays. Daf Chav Ches, so the Simon Daf Chav Ches is a strong man, Koach. So here goes. The strong man, that must be more Daf Chav Ches. The strong man who proudly started out carrying his large pile of donated wood to the temple, which reminds us that Chami explained the background of the Zman Atzei Kohanim Baha'am, the wood festival of the Kohanim, the people which took place 9 times a year. When the exiles ascended to Eretz Yisrael from Babel, they didn't find any wood in the Lushkas HaEtzim, and these families stood up and donated wood of their own, and the prophets were among them made the following condition that even when the Lushkas HaEtzim is full of wood, these families will continue to donate wood of their own. So the strong man who proudly started out carrying his large pile of donated wood to the temple while singing only a half hallel in Rosh Chodesh Nisan because it was not a chiyuv d'oraisa, which reminds the Gemara, why the Mishnah did not list Rosh Chodesh Nisan as a day when there is no mamet, since just like Rosh Chodesh Tevis, it's a day when there is a hallel, a musaf, and a wood offering. Rava said this indicates that the hollow of Rosh Chodesh is not a deraisa. As Rabbi Yochanan said in the Rabbi Shimon ben Yehoshua Tzadok, there are 18 days a year when an individual who davens alone must say the entire Hallel, and Rosh Chodesh isn't listed. So the strong man who proudly started out carrying his large pile of donated wood to the temple while singing only a half Hallel in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because it was not a chiv deraisa, smashed his logs of wood to the ground when he discovered his donation day was actually the 17th of Tammuz. Which reminds us, the Gemara inquires, how is it known that the luchos were broken on Shiva Sabra Tammuz? And answers that since the date Moshe went into the cloud was the 7th of Sivan, it means that he was there for the last 24 days in Sivan and the first 16 days of Tammuz, and he descended on the 17th of Tammuz and broke the luchos. Daf Chavtes. So the Simur Daf Chavtes is a cot. So here goes. While the kids were crying on the cot over nothing, cot, that must be more Daf Chavtes. While the kids were crying on the cot over nothing, which reminds us of Kodesh Baruch Hu said to the people who cried on the night of Tisha B'Av, upon hearing the spies report, Atem bechitzim bechir shalchinam, v'ani kovei lechem bechila doris. You cried a crying for no reason. Therefore I shall fix for you on this day a crying for generations. So, while the kids were crying on the cot over nothing, their Nachri neighbors started to light their toy temple on fire, which reminds us that on the 9th of Av, close to evening, the Beis HaMikdash was set on fire, and it continued to burn the entire day of the 10th of Av. Based on this, that the Beis HaMikdash burned primarily on the 10th of Av, Rabbi Yochanan said that had he lived in that generation, he would have fixed the fast day on the 10th of Av. But the Rabban fixed on the 9th because, as Chalata Tabanusa Adifa, it's better to fix the day based on the start of the tragedy. So, while the kids were crying on the cot over nothing, their Nachri neighbor started to light their toy temple on fire, knowing he would be spared in court during the month of Av. Which reminds us that we learn Kashem Shemiknis Av Mat Mesimcha, Kach Meshiknis Adar Marbim Mesimcha. Just as when Av begins, we diminish our simcha, so too when Adar begins, we increase our simcha. Papa said, therefore, when a Jew has a court case in a non-Jewish court with a Nachri, he should avoid him during the month of Av when a Jew's muzzle is bad and should make himself available to go during Adar when his muzzle is good. Daf Lamed. So the Simur Daf Lamed is a Melamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. The Rebbe, that must be learned Daf Lamed, Melamed. The Rebbe who didn't read anything to his Talmido on Tisha B'Av, except for Kino's Eov and parts of Yirmiyahu, which reminds us that the Gemara discusses what we're permitted to learn on Tisha B'Av. So the Rebbe who didn't read anything to his Talmidim on Tisha B'Av, except for Kinos, Eov, and parts of Yirmiyahu, and who mourned bitterly over Yerushalayim, which reminds us that Chazal said, Kol Misabel Yerushalayim Zoche V'ro B'Simchasa, all who mourn over Yerushalayim will merit and see in her joy. So the Rebbe who didn't read anything to his Talmidim on Tisha B'Av, except for Kinos, Eov, and parts of Yirmiyahu, and who mourned bitterly over Yerushalayim, finally stopped and he heard people rejoicing outside because of six events that occurred on the festive day of Tu B'Av, which reminds us the Gemara lists six different reasons why Tu B'Av is a festive day. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.